This episode is brought to you by Bloat Games.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. If you're looking for games that combine the classic RPG feel with the light, concise rule set of today's indie games in a variety of genres, you gotta check out Bloat Games. Their Survive This rules take a cue from the old school games of yore and combine them with a stripped down but easy to understand mechanic that plays fast and fun, giving you an exciting, thrilling game session every time. Whether it's fighting off zombies, swinging a great axe and slinging spells in dark, dangerous, creature-filled forests, riding your 10-speed bike through monster-infested suburbs, or keeping the city streets safe from superpowered menaces, the Survive This system is the one that'll keep your players coming back to the table. Check out these great RPGs, in addition to card games and other fantastic things they offer, at bloatgames.squarespace.com or at drivethroughrpg.com. Bloat Games. The worlds are fiction, but the fun is real.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. Sunny, cold day. Yep. Got a game pretty soon. Tonight? No. Wait. No. Not tonight. Next week. Yeah, that's it. That's a ticket. Anyway, I'm going nuts in this cold, cold, confined house. And so it got me to thinking about being nuts in D&D or other role-playing games. How do you express insanity in role-playing games, specifically D&D? Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who just go, oh, we'll just play chaotic neutral. I say, chaotic neutral gets a lot of abuse. I mean, I remember a lot of our old-timers like me remembered in the day of the RPGA, they actually forbade people to create chaotic neutral characters. Why, you ask? It's because players tended to use that as a license to ruin games. If the GM came back at them, if they're doing something to disrupt other people's enjoyment and things like that, they would come back with, well, either that's what my character would do, or, well, I'm nuts. So that's what he'd do. That's not the way you play insane. You have to play interesting insane. And also, you're not supposed to be disrupting other people's games. So, anyway, you know, to play chaotic neutral. All right, say chaotic neutral. I mean, I think any alignment can be kind of in nuts. But the chaotic neutrals just tend to be more of it. See, you got to play interesting. Interesting insanity. And you've also got to be aware of other people. And they're trying to enjoy the game too. And then the GM's trying to enjoy the game too. So you've got to play it in such a way where it doesn't disrupt everybody else's play. And that's a fine line to walk. So here's my suggestion. If you're going to play somebody who's not got a great grasp of reality, or just kind of nuts, maybe they were turn nuts or something like that, find a reason. Find a reason what happened to them. And also, there's got to be some kind of logic to this. This sounds kind of an oxymoron, but there has to be a logic to the insanity. What I mean is, there's got to be some logic to what the insane person is doing. And it doesn't have to be normal logic. It has to be logic in their justification for doing this, their logic for doing this. Say they go around and paint everything orange. What are you doing that for? Because it's part of the sun. It helps the sun get more light into these areas. We all need more sun. Otherwise, the sun's going to go out and die. You know, hey, that's a reason. That's a valid reason to him. You know, if some guy walks up and punches the captain of the guard and just stands there waiting for him to punch back. Well, he may be a masochist. You don't know. Or he may have voices. Always the voices in the head is always a fun one. Yeah, voices in the head says, go up and punch that guard there. And then, you know, it could be a Son of Sam situation. You know, kill that politician over there because I say so. Yes, master. Boom. You know, that kind of thing. These are logic. This is logic for the insane. Good title. But I think you get my drift here. You want to be able to try and figure out what is his beliefs. First of all, why don't you figure out what is this guy's beliefs and how do they get bent? Because you could take a normal belief and bend it into insanity. I mean, look at the real world here. But you know, you can push it and push and push it. I've been watching those videos for like sovereign citizens and First Amendment auditors and all that, where they just, you know, half the time, most of the time, they get the law wrong or something like that, and they usually end up getting arrested. But I watch these guys and think, well, this could be played as insanity in D&D. I mean, I can see this. And so that's what I got to think. What is their internal logic is they are sovereign citizens. They don't want to follow the regular rules, and they try and push that on other people, and it doesn't work out well with them, which is usually what's going to happen with insane people. But that's pretty much what you want to do. Find the character's internal logic and then exploit it and see how far you can push it to one side or the other if you want them to really go, if you want to play a crazy character. Anyway, that's all I got today. I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or you can drop a voicemail on Anchor. We're monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. Don't forget, and I'd like to thank Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan, Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John, Allen, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you guys. You're great. If you want to hear some interesting podcasts, try Dan Gregg's Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognar podcast, Mark C. Wallring's The Yawning Albert podcast, Big John Allen Large as the Red Dice Diaries, Randy and Joe over at Biggest Geekus, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.